training for a combine and was running straight and just held a pop. And, you know, I got an x-ray and they said that it was injured, you know.
Which one, left?
Right? Left foot.
Did you then run after that at the pro day where you ran the 4.39 with the foot?
Right, yeah, I ran after that.
So, obviously, the foot's not, it's in decent shape. It's healing, or where do you
Yeah, it's healing. You know, great trainers here, you know, doing a good job of supporting me and making sure I'm doing the right thing so I'm healthy for camp.
Is there anything you're limiting yourself or they're limiting you to, like not to do certain cuts or certain things?
I mean, they're just, you know, keeping a close eye on me, you know, let me do what I can and, you know, not cut, don't do too much cut. You know, they're doing a good job of treating me and staying on top of it.
Is it tough to be patient, especially when you want to get out there your first 2 days right, as a professional? Is it tough?
You know, I'm eager, but, you know, it's good. I get to, you know, get mental reps and learn from everyone else, you know, seeing what everybody else is doing and how they're getting coached up and their mistakes and hoping that when I come out here and I'm able to run, you know, I don't make those mistakes. So I'm doing a lot of learning and doing a lot of mental reps. So it was good for me.
What have you taken from the mental part of it, both this weekend and also in the few days before?
I'm just learning, you know, this offense pretty much, you know. It's a tough offense, you know, a lot of different checks and things like that with Peyton and stuff. So, you know, it's high power, you know, pass a lot, you know, very fast tempo, you know, which I did in college. So, you know, just pretty much just learning and getting good coaching points, you know. That's about it.
Hey, when do you think you'll be 100% and the foot won't even be on your mind and, you know, you'll be good to go?
Whenever they clear me and tell me I can go, I mean, that's when I'm ready to go. Like I said, I put my trust in them. They've been through it with DT and them, so they've seen this injury, so they know how to treat it well. So when they tell me I can go, that's when I'm going
to
go.
Have you had a chance to meet DT, West?
Yeah, we met everyone, you know, during this previous week of workouts and stuff. So everybody's gotten acquainted and stuff. So next week we'll be back to running again.
Cody, Coach Gaze, as they break you in your rookie year, sounds like they're going to use you in the red zone, goal line, jump ball. Type of, is that something that maybe your basketball background helps you out, the jump ball in the end zone?
Yeah, right. And then just my competitive nature. You know, that's a competitive. Down in that red zone, you got to be competitive. You know, you got to be able to high point the ball and be physical and go up with a defender. So you know, I'm glad that they put me in that position, and I'm going to make the best of it.
Talking to McShay last week about you, and he said that he went through the coach's tapes and couldn't find a drop from last season, and he said he'd heard a stat you might have only had one drop in college. Were you aware of that? Was that tracked? Was that something that
We didn't track it, but, you know, my coach always brought it. You know, that's one of my emphasis, you know, just to catch the ball. You know, that's why I play receiver. You know, you don't want to waste no passes. So that's the emphasis we had. And, you know, my coach, you know, we took track of drops, you know, and he always let me know that, you know, you didn't have any drops or you dropped this. So, but it wasn't many. So it's just something that we focus on as receivers.
Did you think last year you didn't have a drop?
I might have had one or two. So I don't know about any, but –